The other day I was reading the Bible and I came to this little phrase and it jumped out and bit me and shook me. It said, while he was a great way off. Don't read me now. The usual story as told by preachers concerning the prodigal son. That the prodigal son went away, went out in the far country, and of course he spent all, and he was hired by this fellow to feed the hogs, and his salary was the husk. The hogs wouldn't eat, well, the hogs ate the corn. He ate the husk, and he said, this is stupid. I'll rise and go to my father and ask to be one of his hired servants and so forth. And he came back home and asked the father to forgive him, and the father forgave him. But that's not what the story says. The story says, while he was a great way off, his father, I want you to notice what his father did while he was a great way off. First, he saw him. That means he was looking for him. Second, he had compassion on him. Third, he ran to him. And before the son said a word, before he knew why the son was back, he saw him, had compassion on him, he ran to him, he fell on his neck, he kissed him, he had fattened a calf. He said, kill the fatted calf. Didn't say kill a fatted calf. He had fattened one up for this occasion. He's expecting the son to come back. And he said, kill the fatted calf. He had purchased a robe and already picked out one the size for his son. And a pair of shoes that were the size for the son. He purchased a ring, and he must have known or gotten the size that the ring that the son wore. And he had his neighbors all alerted. All before the son said a word. Let me say it again. He saw him, had compassion, ran to him, fell on his neck, kissed him, had fattened the calf, purchased a robe, purchased some shoes, bought a ring, and had the neighbors alerted. Now, wait a minute. Listen carefully to me now. Some of you deep theologians, I'm going to shoot you full of holes this morning. Listen carefully now. Listen carefully. The father did all of this, and he had no idea whether his son had changed or not. None. The father did all of this. He had no idea why his son was coming home. He just knew he was coming. That's all. And by the way, his son may have been coming home to ask for more money. That's why your son had to come home. And he didn't know. He didn't ask the son why he came. He didn't say, son, what do you want? Son, have you repented of your sins? Son, are you sorry for what you've done? No, sir. Before he ever learned why the boy was coming home, he ran to him and fell on his neck and kissed him and gave him a robe and gave him a pair of shoes, killed a fatted calf, called his neighbors. He didn't even know how he was coming back. He did not know if the boy would be repentant or not when he got back. He did not know the boy was going to say, and he never even asked the boy a question. Now, this story is to show you how much God loves you. If you're here this morning, you know, I say the Heavenly Father's looking for you. And the minute you start coming, he's going to run meet you. And I'll tell you after a while what's going to happen. If you're here and you're backslidden today and you're away from God, Heavenly Father's watching for you today. He's looking down the road. He's watching for you to come. You say, how do I come? You just come. And he's watching for you. He stands at the end of the aisles this morning in this room. When he sees you start, he'll run to meet you. If you're sitting in this section over here and you're sitting back in the back somewhere, I promise you, if you start down that aisle this morning during the invitation, our Heavenly Father will meet you two-thirds of the way. He'll come and greet you. That's what this father did. And by the way, when he sees you start, he runs to meet you. And by the way, he'll meet you back there before you get to the altar with a robe of righteousness to put on you, with the shoes of the gospel of peace to give you. He has a ring of assurance to put on your finger. And the neighbors in heaven are all alerted right now, saying, look down there at the First Baptist Church of Hammond, Indiana. A preacher's preaching, and God is saying, I know what happens every Sunday down there. Hey, get your shouting shoes on, open your mouth wide, flap your wings a little bit. There's something going to happen. And the Heavenly Father will tell thee, has all the saints of heaven alerted, and the angels in glory alerted, and before you get two pews down an aisle, they'll be having a spell up in the glory world. I want to say this, and you may be surprised at this. You may not agree with it, but I believe it. I believe if you don't even know how to be saved, if you walk down that aisle this morning with the purpose of getting saved, I think God will write your name in the book of life before you get to the altar. I think he'll blot your sins out of his book before you get to the altar. I think he'll forgive your sins before you get to the altar. Why? I mean, why? He knows what's going to happen. He knows what you're going to do. He knows that Brother Scott is at the end of this aisle over here. He knows what Brother Scott's going to tell you when you get down the aisle. And he knows that Brother Scott or somebody's going to get on their knees with you and tell you that you're a sinner and that Jesus paid the penalty for your sin. And if you'll trust him, rely upon him to take you to heaven, he'll take you to heaven when you die. And he knows that you're going to trust him because that's what you came down the aisle to do. And he'll write your name in heaven before you ever get down that altar this morning. See, I don't believe that. Okay, try 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Didn't say if we ask forgiveness, he said if we confess them. If I get on my knees this morning, and I won't because I don't have any sins to confess. Now I do. If I get on my knees this morning and said, Dear Lord, I beat my wife in checkers. I beat my wife. If I just confess I did it, I'm forgiven, not by her, but by him. Because, see, God knows I'm going to ask forgiveness. So he said, if we just admit the fact we've sinned, we're on our way home. And the Heavenly Father, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, not when we ask for forgiveness, but when we confess that we have sinned. Because God looks down the road and sees us coming home, and he forgives our sins. The prophet said, God said to the prophet, before they call, I will answer. So before you, listen to me carefully. You walk down this aisle this morning, I promise you, more folks get saved before they get to the altar than they do at the altar. God sees you coming. Write your name in heaven. You say, Brother House, what do I do? What did the prodigal do? He just came home. Matthew 11:28 says, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Didn't tell you how to come, didn't tell you when to come, just said come. John 6:37, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Hebrews 4:16, let us come boldly to the throne of grace. John 7:37, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Revelation 22:17, the Spirit and the bride say, come. And Mark 8:34, whosoever will, come after me. And Genesis 6:18, come into the ark. And Luke 14:23, compel them to come. And John 5:40, ye will not come unto me that ye might have life. And in Mark 10:14, suffer little children to come unto me. Doesn't say dress up and come, it just says come. It doesn't even say clean up and come. He said, don't even clean up and come. Come as you are, I'll clean you up when you get there. The old story of Charlotte Elliott. Heard the gospel and couldn't understand it. And again the gospel presented, and Charlotte Elliott still couldn't understand it. And so finally, somebody said, okay, you're a sinner and you're lost, and Jesus paid the penalty on the cross, rose again after 3 days and 3 nights, and trust him. And Charlotte Elliott still couldn't understand it. And somebody said, okay, just come to Jesus. And Charlotte Elliott said, how do I come? And somebody shouted back and said, come just as you are. And the prodigal son didn't take a bath and come home, didn't clean up his life and come home. He just came home. And the Heavenly Father saw him, and the Heavenly Father, when he was yet a way off, ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. God loves you this morning. Just take one little step. The Heavenly Father will run and meet you. And Charlotte Elliott, somebody said, come just as you are. Charlotte Elliott picked up the pen and wrote, just as I am, without one plea. Let that thy blood was shed for me. O Lamb of God, I come. I come. You say, preacher, have I got to forsake all my sin before I come? You don't even know what all your sins are. You just realize that you are a sinner, and that you're lost in the sight of Almighty God, and the wages of sin is death. But thank God Jesus paid it all. The old account was settled long ago, and walked down this aisle. Just come on back, and the Heavenly Father meets you back in the aisle. If you're not saved, come. If you've fallen away, come. If you've been out of the will of God, come. If you sin grievously, come. If you rebelled against this church, come. If you've gone to the depths, come. If you've disobeyed His word, come. If you've been bitter against Him, come. If you're afraid to live, come. If you're afraid to die, come. If you're lonely, come. If you're hardened, come. If you're rejected, come. Come, every soul. By sin oppressed, there's mercy with the Lord. He will surely give you rest by trusting in His word. Can you see that old father looking down the road, waiting for his son to come back? All of a sudden, he sees a form. He says that it's about his size. He walks a little lot like him. It's my boy. It's my boy! He didn't know why he was coming back. He just knew he was coming back. He didn't know if the boy was going to come home and ask forgiveness. All he knew, his boy was coming back. And God said, come every soul by sin of prayer. All you got to do, listen, come on down this aisle. We'll tell you what to do when you get here. And God will know what you're going to do when you get here. He'll put your name in heaven before you hit the altar. Doesn't say come with your good works. Doesn't say come with your changed life. Doesn't say come with your confirmation. Doesn't say come with your sacraments. Doesn't say come with your Holy Eucharist. Doesn't say come with your confessional. Doesn't say come with your communion cup. Doesn't say come with your baptism. Doesn't say come with turning over a new leaf. It just says come. You mission men up here, I don't care what you've done. You haven't done anything this son hadn't done. I promise you, you step out in that aisle right there and start down those steps. I promise you the Heavenly Father will meet you before you get to that door. I promise you. You street people here, you homeless people, slept in Lower Wacker Drive last night. I don't care if anybody loves you. I got news for you. There's a Heavenly Father that loves the fire out of you. He's looking for you. And I promise you, if you'll leave that chair and walk toward those steps, I'll promise you before you get out of that chair, if God knows you're going to come, I promise you the Heavenly Father will take off down that aisle, run up those stairs, and meet you before you get to the stairs. While he was yet afar off. I promise you, truck drivers. Yeah, I don't know whether he wants you or not. I promise you, you get out of those pews this morning, walk right that aisle. I promise you, you take one step and the Heavenly Father will help you rest the way down the aisle. I promise you, bus kids. I promise you. I promise you, educable slow people for whom we are paying a big price these days and it's worth every dime of it. We love you. I promise you, I don't care who you are, the Heavenly Father sees you when you're far off, and He saw the Son coming back, and He said, my boy is coming home, my boy is coming home. The boy hadn't said a word. He had a robe on his back. He had a ring on his finger, shoes on his feet. Father kissed him and hugged him, welcomed him back, and the boy hadn't said a word yet.